God will exalt you. We talk about the people that in our generation, our generation will rise as army of light bearers. Releasing light to our seat of influence. Army of light bearers, oh God. Releasing your life, your light and your love to our seat of influence in the name of Jesus. We will choose to live according to your eternal purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's have our seat. Sorry. Let's just try and press this forward and then we can have a little break after this. Romans 8, verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, but is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. But it says, so then, they that are in the flesh cannot what? They cannot what? Now, that's a very serious statement. A very serious statement. And that's why the carnal mind is very dangerous. So you can put this down. The carnal mind cannot please God. The carnal mind cannot please God. This is one of the reasons we have to really make a choice to really trust God to help us to press into Him and live above the carnal mind. Do you mean of that? That means in marriage, in career, in every activity of life, good works, carnal mind cannot what? Please God. Because it will never fulfill Ephesians 2:10. But it's that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, and that we are ordained to walk in good works that we fear from before the foundation of the earth. Are we together? So the carnal mind will always go in an opposite direction to the purposes of God. The carnal mind will have a will that is bent away from the purpose of God. Hallelujah. Why won't we listen to this? There's no time some of us full of legalism. Like, I'm not putting that, I'm not smoking. No, I'm going to run that kind of issue today. Now look at the issue of the God, will of God. And this is really vital to us. Because if I mention smoking in the midst of life, which is what we're still looking at today. So now I'm doing part three. Straight. Walkingness of life. Hallelujah. Now, walkingness of life, you know, is a dimension that talks about the appearance of Christ Jesus. According to 1 Timothy, you know, 2 Timothy as well, that says that they have been given life and immortality. Life and what? Life and what? Now, this is vital because we know that Enoch, in the book, 11, was described as a man that did what? And what happened? He escaped death. Literally. He did what? So pleasing God must be one of our major devotions. And pleasing God is not abstract. Pleasing God is ultimately in the context of His will for your life and His purpose for us corporately. Hello. There's an individual dimension to it and a corporate dimension to it. Are we together? And today, one of the bane of the church, one of the problems in our society and our time is that we have a church full of self-centered people. And the self-centered, it's difficult to please God. Why are you in church? Looking for husband? Hello? Solution to your problem. When you get us down, what happens? You backslide? No, not backslide. You are by need. And that's Jesus. Some people, you think that they have prayer life. They go for almost every prayer meeting. Why they go for prayer meetings? To solve problems of life. I wrote an article and I said, remove need, N-E-E-D, from the prayer life of church people. There will be zero prayer life. Glory to Jesus. Remove all those things that are self-actualization from the prayer list. What happens? You have 99% or 90% of people having no prayer points. None of us has desire. You know, David wrote and said, you know, speaking with the ask of God, ask of me for the nations as your inheritance. I don't want to ever desire the nations. Hello. Don't need to be a pastor of the nations. You have to be a pastor. Go to Jesus. You have to be a pastor to do that. Ask for what? Imagine I say, let's have a prayer point. Ask for the nations. What was he talking about? I love Jesus. What's talking about? Some of us have businesses that have a DNA of God on them. It has never occurred to your heart that I can go West Africa. Or you see some water. Glory to Jesus. As most of you say, glory to Jesus. It has never occurred to your heart that I can go West Africa. Ask for the nature of your inheritance. Hallelujah. That will be a proper prayer point. Hallelujah. Prayer point on the counsel of God coming to pass in the earth. Imagine saying, let's organize a prayer meeting. You are coming to pray. Our generals are praying for the unity of the church. Many of you will not come. You will not come. But now talk about breaking the breaker. Go to Jesus. What do I call it? Or I talk about unprecedented breakthroughs. I'll tell you that. In fact, call it, you know, we're going to have a warfare meeting. Unprecedented breakthrough. What happened? Jumper. That's all wrong. Hello. That's not what? It's not wrong. But I think that there are deeper dimensions. There are what? After that, come to a realm that your prayer point on it is not supposed. Either you read in scriptures or through your closest. Are we together? In the last 8 months of this year, is there a prayer point on your list that is not personal? Ordinary interceding for your neighbor? Nothing. It was in it for me. And some of us, God will put our intercessors to pray for other people. For your own problem, as blind your capacity to the spirit. So dream, or have vision for anybody. All your dream and vision for you. Glory to Jesus. That's why some of us have not had encounters. No prophetic dreams. Are we together? Prophetic vision. Because God cannot bring something precious to you. You won't get it. You are like that small boy that you are giving sweets. And I give her, what do I call it now? What do they call this something? Check for them. No. Huh? Cheers. Thank you. And the guy said, let me give me sweet. Go to Jesus. Give me what? As when David came to 11 in Psalm 10, I declare, Lord said to my Lord, what kind of worship, what kind of intimacy, what kind of transaction, this culture was between David and God that brought him to that place. I declare, my God, have not forsaken me. What was like Christ on the cross was that David personalized in his psalm, like what I was praying, chanting it. How did it come to that point? Father was talking about, when God was saying that David, this will of God is the generation of God to his fathers. He's not just talking about the fact that David was a king. The man transcend. The man lived in an age ahead of him. Are we together? What did David was doing in Babylon when he opened the window to Jerusalem? Was he asking for fish to be clothed? Was he interceding, touching God? That is prayer. Affect and send and not atmosphere for an army company, book of Nehemiah. And they journeyed to where Nehemiah was. And their words set with us. And this prayer affected all the restoration that took place in scriptures after they were back from Babylon to rebuild. Are we together? They were asking to Daniel's prayers. That's why God can show him things that John will see later on. That's why we see the stone kingdom. You are saying that you are not having a rich spiritual life. You can't have it. You are carnally minded. Hello? If God comes to talk to you about Tanzania, you will take it for granted. You are not a worthy friend to discuss Tanzania with. God is looking for a man that will talk to you about some things in the nations of the earth, maybe about East Africa. and look at this guy is all, no, he's so carnally minded. All he's doing is car. Let me show him car. I want to get up. And I just want to give a testimony. You know, I want to thank God for me. I love Jesus. You know, in the month of March, God showed me a Pajero Jeep. And I thank the Lord, this is the 8th month of new beginning. I got my Pajero Jeep. Praise the Lord. They fast for him. Can I remind you? There's nothing wrong in the car. But the issues of God's purpose have been solving you. I was scared. The carnal man cannot please God. He's not fit for divine discussion. What do I call it? Talk to me. Divine what? And that's what of any encounter. Can you look at see you only some few that have been encounter? No. It's your panting for God, your longings. How do you get up? I was at another level praying. That God has shown me things about Nigeria. I love to Jesus. Things about Nigeria. Most of that lesson just started from praying. I start praying, God will speak to me, and I go and check it out. And I found out it is true. Some I'm like, Holy Spirit, you didn't teach like that in my Sunday school. I go together. Hallelujah. Before I knew, I remember 1996, but the boy said that is the year of the king, that they are going to do holidays fast. What was that? I was at home, 31st of December, 1995. Everybody preached in camp. God showed me everything. Scripture for scripture, phrase for phrase. Hello. Are we together? Most of you are in trouble. What are you looking for? Sister, you are preoccupied with getting engaged. Preoccupied with getting engaged. So much time on Facebook, you are not facing the real book. You don't have to use every gadget in Facebook. You've not tried to use source confidence. You don't know anything about personal finance. You don't have one commentary for a book of the Bible. Some of you guys have several commentaries for one book of the Bible. You have never in your life sit down with a book of the Bible and digest it. Why did God write to Matthew? Why did Matthew wrote the way he wrote? Why did he summarize everything in Matthew 1:1 the way he said it? Seed of Abraham, seed of David. Why? Doesn't bother you. He said, I'm not a pastor. It's for the pastors. Kind of man. Very carnal. So this guy cannot be brought into precious discussion. He cannot come to feast of fattings. The feast of choice disease. Wine on the lees. He can't come there. At best, at a court. He cannot please God. Are we together? That's why some of our life is short of encounters. And that's why you usually backslide. That's some encounters you have with God. You know that God did. You don't understand? It's called the God of Adebo or Adeshino, not God of Oyedepo. But all you know is God of Oyedepo. Some of you. God of Olukoya, God of Adebo. What about the God of your own God? When will the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, when will you become the God of Isaac? I mean Jacob. When? Hello? It will happen when Jacob transcends from Canaanite and he becomes Israel. It still must take place. Jacob must become Israel for that to happen. Are we together? So the carnal mind can only what? The way things have happened to us, they have been short-circuited. And that's why we've had a church whereby the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, the apostles, and the prophets, they are the celebrities. Because why? We have been deceived that if they are on the pew, you cannot press on the details of God. It's not true. Save me, there was a man in scripture. His name was Simon. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was called a devout man. Listen to me. He was not called a prophet. Have it together. A devout man. When God was looking for a man that will stand in the gap, that will pray so that God serve the husband of Mary to be, can have an encounter that will make him receive Mary. He chose Simon. The prayer of Simon, the devout man, and Anna affected the transactions before the birth of Jesus, during his birth, and after. When the guy saw Jesus, he held him. I said, now, thy servant can depart in peace. You get the point? But you, a Jew, you are satisfied. That man intercessor refused to remarry. What was she doing? Interceding. I should give a word. So most of us, we are not being brought into discussion of divine things. What's the reason? Talk to me, what's the reason? I'm trusting you for a church where the great man will lay hands on the people and he'll be healed. I have a vision. I have a dream. Are we together? For a church where the protocol can speak to cancer and it disappears. There, the healing grace is an exclusive property of the pulpit. Are we together? For a church where there are an army, not just a soldier. For a church that goes beyond the oppression of Saul, where only two people have sword in their days. A church where there will be the army of David. Men. Dangerous men. You wonder whether they will not even beat David with the match together. An army like Benaiah to rise up. The kind of mind cannot what? Do you get my point? You are not born about anything heavenly. Nothing heavenly. When Saul of Tarsus had the encounter in Book of Acts and entered Damascus, God looked and went to a man. Hello? How did the Bible describe him? A certain disciple. What's his name? A certain what? Apostle. Prophet. Look at that discussion. God told him about Saul in detail, giving the address. You don't get the point. God didn't do an assignment. Jesus has taught Saul to a vision. God needed a human body that can walk through to do a further work in Saul's life. Who did he choose? The guy is a businessman. I was together. In today, maybe it's like a Dangote. Hallelujah. And God spoke to him. Even gave him a word of prophecy for Saul about his future. Do you get my point? There was no noise about the fact that the eyes of Paul opened. You don't know my point? I love Jesus. There was no fanfare. There was no dancing around it. Oh, Lord, you are for Jew. You open blind eyes. There was no dancing around it. When he stayed there, did his job. Prayed for Saul. His eyes was open. The guy was so surprised. He said, hey, God, he opened up. How did you get that? Because Ananias was a supernaturally natural believer. How did you get that? That is his dream. Probably. That was the first time God was on such an assignment. That is not likely the last. But that's what I recorded for us to learn from. Are we together? Can God come for you for such divine things? Can your mind receive that? Who said, God, what's my business? Eh? What's my own? You guys say, I've heard that this guy is a murderer. I didn't receive a letter, come and kill us. So God said, no. God gave him a different perspective of Saul. And he accepted it. How do you get that? That was Paul. He prayed for him, was filled with the Holy Ghost right there. I knew it's me. Ananias, a certain disciple who is not carnally minded, who is not only thinking about his business. I want to trust in school. I have exam. I can't go. I have exam. I have test. So when you have test in a week, that week, your quiet time is zero. Go to Jesus. Is what? That week, God has said no discussion. Hello to Jesus. When your boyfriend, the person you want to marry, you have said to, they are chatting.
In fact, I have read chapter 5 to chapter 6.
I want to Jesus. All together. Let's help us to Jesus' name. The carnal mind cannot please God. Cannot please God. Let's see. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians 10. I want to see the dimension of the internal structure of the carnal mind. 2 Corinthians 10. What I call, you know, the internal structure that activates the way the carnal mind functions. Are we together? We know the things we're out of, really look at it a bit and then move on. The other person, Jesus' name. How many of you are really yearning for divine discussion? Do you understand? You don't have to go to be found here by the manager. Hello? Or the car. Divine discussion. Do you know that some things that are some people, you can't discuss with them? Do you understand? You can't discuss with them. You can't discuss with them. Enoch walked with God. And he was not. Don't get it. This guy was continually doing WhatsApp with God. Say WhatsApp. Was he what? He did phone calls. He had different, only God knows the kind of encounter that Enoch had. That he came to a point that, all around me, they are dying. God, not me. Before Christ. Do you understand? Jude said, Enoch prophesied and declared what? That the Lord will come with what? Say that is too much. Say Jehovah, what do you call you? Do you understand? Enoch had too much work with God that he could accept the second coming of Christ. Not first coming home. Enoch, seventh man from. Do you understand? God, look at Enoch. I start to share, probably about first coming. Share then about second coming. I look for the family in heaven. Hello? Oh, you are not interested. You want to get married. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. You want to travel to the US. Nigeria economy is not good. Do you? Hello? God looks at you and says, this one. I can't do any divine discussion of this one. He's not interested. All he's thinking is how to compete with his friends. I love Jesus. Those discussions were not meant even for the pulpit. Hello? So the guy looked at his son and called him Methuselah. Because the guy also knew about the flood. Hello? I think we should pray. Let's pray in the spirit. That God has been free for divine discussion, depths of your heart, deep call to the deep. Marco Soto Baladabasti Anabaste Miro Sianamasi Adagate Jekala Topanda Pasuta Liarasta Ekala Sinamaste. The man that pleased God was a man that was fit for divine discussion. Enoch Miati Adalasta. Lord, I want to ascend, O God. One more, God, daily to press in the deep things of your mighty God. More than the days of life, oh God. I don't want to live a life that is just earthly. I want to be heavenly. In everything I do, Almighty God, I want to express my heavenly life, Lord. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death literally. And was so far because God had translated him. Before his translation, he had his testimony that it pleased God. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, We are praying. Have your seat. One person on that part, I go to 2 Corinthians 10. There was a man that some of us should know him by the name of Jones. He died 2014 on Valentine's Day. He's a man that knows so much about the heavenly realm that when people that are even solid prophets have the encounters with God, maybe they see an angel and they don't know his name, they will call Bob Jones. And as they start to describe, before they start to describe very well, they just one or two things, and they will give them the remaining description. Now, I know that angel. And give them the name of the angel. Are we together? And some of you have, you know, earthly current affairs. But those know so much of heavenly current affairs. One time I was telling this lady from the UK, that woman, that the angel, Chris Waters, that, oh, that angel, that's the angel from Africa, from Nigeria. No to Jesus. The man saw the angel that worked with the house of ministry. Are we together? The guy knows so much of the current affairs of heaven. Well, what do we know? Worldly current affairs. One of the man who shares so much about is love. That's the ultimate in God. Love. And it's known not for being a prophet by many that goes to him. He's known for being God's lover. One time, another prophet called Larry Randolph was with him. And the guy was crying. I was bothered for 3 days. And Larry was like, Bob, why are you doing like this? What was bothering you? And he said, I've not heard the audible voice of love in 3 days. Hello. Some of us have not heard it in 10 years. You're not here before. You're not bothered. A man don't hear God speak audibly in 3 days. He was crying. Are we together? Do you get me at all? Should I repeat myself? Speaking too fast. Let me be slow. Bob Jones did not hear God's audible voice. Not internal witness, or what the Bible call it, no meta perception. In 3 days, it was bothered. It was not 3 months. It was some of us have never heard God speak audibly once. You are not bothered. Some of us have not dreamed in 8 months. You are not bothered. Even though, as to say, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, your natural habitat is what? Dreams, visions, and prophecy. It's your natural what? Habitat. Hello? God has not spoken to you in the last 3 years. I know what? Bothered. Canaman. Paul said, I cannot speak unto you as unto spiritual. Yeah, yes, what? Even Paul, find it difficult to talk with what? Canaman. There are things that Paul wants to teach. That if a Corinthian church has been serious, we will have received them by now. But maybe those things to go with a different church. Maybe. Maybe those are different church. Paul will look at them and say, you guys, you are so concerned about malice. So we to pray together. We are competing. Are we together? Is that 1 Corinthians 2? 3. Let me read it, please. Glory to Jesus. The kind of man cannot come into divine things easily. I'm going to relay a post. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto what? Babes in Christ. This is to tell us that the carnal man is what? He's an adult baby. Most of the carnal men, the adult what? He has refused to grow. Born again, 10 years. Refuses to what? Grow. Baby in Christ. I've fed you with milk and not with meat. This guy is meant to be eating meat. But the faculty of his spiritual teeth can't chew. Can't cut anything, it's not on the cutting edge. For he that told you are not able to bear it, in that yet now are ye able. Hello? Are ye a yes? Cana. For whereas there is among you envy, strife, and division, are you not cana? And walk as men. You don't understand? And live as natural men. A man that is honored, another understanding is that the beast that was perish. Don't see Jesus. You know, some of us never give a testimony of any divine encounter. What are testimony about? That letter has not come to me. Hallelujah. The man that I talked about before was saying in the message I was listening to, that was his 2-3 message, 2-3 message. And he said, in that time, from the US, a mission organization came to a meeting that should come and walk among the blacks. And then Methodist nations came to a meeting that should come to a place around the lorry among the Baluba people, Muslim community, inside bush where there is snakes, monkey, and the rest. Go to Jesus. And he waited on the Lord, and God told him, this is a guy that was offered or solicited PhD by Commonwealth. I said, no, I went together. And God told him, he didn't look for US people, they came on their own. And God spoke to him and said, he should go to where monkeys are. Go to Jesus. Not in 2001 or 1990 or 1980. In early 70s. In what time? We obey. Go to the place, there are all kinds of diseases, cholera and all kinds of diseases. That was enough, taking care of those people. They met three churches there. In 4 years, those who started becoming born again, they raised 20 churches, meaning 17 was raised. Hello? Are you having any concern for the things of the kingdom? Starting from your school. Will you start reading as another student? You are not done. You have the capacity to internalize or to learn an exam. Hello? Are you making up your mind that I won't pay any lecturer and I will excel? Your workplace. Can you be just Elijah, the righteous man whose prayer have left much? Let's take up our mind and grow up. If I've grown up this way, Nigeria will not be like this. We are the light of this nation, not Buhari. I can say it anywhere. Hello? At best, Buhari has moral. Strong will. We live your strong will. We have righteousness. Are we together? We have measures of the power of the age to come. Are we together? We can lay it on the stick and it shall recover. Hello? Without drugs. We speak the language of the new nation, the holy nation. Comprising of different tribes. In that place, there's no tribal discrimination or race discrimination. Are we together? The capacity to cast out demons, we have it. Because of life that we have allowed to flow from our spirit to our soul and touching our mortal bodies, we can take up any deadly thing that will not hurt us. Are we together? That's why when the thing beat Paul, shook it into the fire, they thought it was a god. John Lake, they put the gems in his hands, the gems died. What legacy do you want to leave? The best toaster or a man that works with God? May God shift our mentality upward in Christ to press into things of eternal consequence, issues of eternal excellency. And you don't have to resign your job to be a pastor to do these things. Daniel was a big time senator or an advisor in Babylon. Are we together? We're going to help us in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 10. Here, Paul starts to say from verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. What does that mean? It means that, says me, Paul realizes and walks in the understanding that he is seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Nevertheless, in the body, it's in the earth, physically. So though you live in this body, we battle from the realm of the spirit. The ascended life. Are we together? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what? Mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. Casting down imaginations. And every high thing that exalted itself against what? Lord of God. And bringing what? Into captivity. Every thought to the obedience of what? 5, verse 6. And having readiness to revenge territorial disobedience. When our obedience is what? Fulfilled. Do you get from what I shared before? Number one, the dimension of the destruction of the carnal mind is strongholds. What do I call it? Strongholds. Strongholds. S-T-R-O-N-G-H-O-L-D. Strongholds. Write this down. Please, write this down. A stronghold is a mindset. A stronghold is a mindset that imprisons an aspect of our life. A stronghold is a mindset that imprisons an aspect of our life from expressing the life of God. From what? Talk to me from what? The stronghold will not allow a bodily manifestation of the things you have seen in the spirit. In diverse ways. Are we together? Just note it. Maybe we will go into details of that, but just note that. Number two. That's under another point of the kind of mind. Imagination. Casting down what? Imaginations. That's really serious. Imagination says it's a mindset that is not established on fact or truth. Mindset is not what? On fact and what? And truth. And they hinder us from walking in the light of God's word. In the light of our inheritance and many other things. Every time someone is light in God, they hinder us from walking in it. Are we together? But let me tell you something now. Maybe I'll come back to one or two of them and explain something there. With a strong goal, the revelation of Jesus as the way, you cannot really come into embracing it or experiencing it or expressing it. Are we together? And with an imagination, Jesus as the truth. Truth is a person. Hello? In God, the way is a person. Hallelujah. Are we together? Every high thing that's happening out there speaks of mindset that thrives on arrogant, boastful thought structure. Mindset that thrives on arrogant, boastful thought structure. Are we together? Boastful thought structures that exert itself against the knowledge of God. And with this one, we are in that from being able to really express and really express deeply the love of God. That's the truth. Are we together? Are we together? If I pick the imagination path, on Sunday, I was sharing in church about Saul. Hallelujah. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, I think, Samuel gave Saul prophecies which were meant to guide him as a king. Part of the prophecy was that he will get to Gilgal and wait for Samuel 7 days. Hallelujah. There were other prophecies about him meeting people on the way who are prophets and prophesying with them. There were a lot of signs that Samuel told that will come to pass that day. But in the literal day, some the first sign that they mentioned came to pass. But the issue of Saul waiting for Samuel for 7 days did not come to pass that day. That happened when he became a king. The others happened before he was a king. He became a king. Are we together? And by Psalm 14, chapter 13, the Bible said that after Saul had been 1 year, in the second year of his reign, that was in the prophetic day in the second year of his reign. Are we together? In an appointed time, an appointed season by God. Hallelujah. The Philistines, they had to have a war with them. And Philistines were highly, they outnumbered Saul and his army. Intimidation was there. Are we together? And Saul was not meant to wait for Samuel 7 days. But because one Saul don't keep that word in that, and it's due to fear. He said it. I want to say that when Samuel asked him why did he make sacrifice for him before he arrived, he said he thought in his heart. Do you understand? He imagined what will happen. Which is just lies in his heart. Hello? They were what? If he had set his heart on the word of the Lord, what have happened? That word will crush every lie. And the Lord Jesus. Walking in the light of what God has said, in the midst of the perplexity, he will have waited for Samuel to come. Now remember, Saul waited for 7 days. He did not only wait for Saul to come. Are we together? Imagination. I said about Jeroboam. The guy just thought, if they go to Jerusalem, they will stop following me. Do we not check thoughts in our hearts? You know, I can't only look at you. I'm just laughing. And I'm telling you, he's mocking me. Are you sure? Or your inferiority complex saying that you're being mocked? Hello? One of the areas where we have a lot of relational issues is that we imagine things that have never happened. How together? If I tell Pastor Dima I'm going to do this, he will say no. Tell me first, let me say no. Confirm your imagination. Are you together? And then you end up telling me, I said go. Hello? That area, most of us, we are guilty of it. One time on campus, a friend of mine from childhood also entered UI, but I was a senior. So, one day, someone was visiting one of our alumni who was a lecturer in school. And she decided, and she's older than me, but looks younger than me. And she decided that I should visit with her to the man. And as we got there, you know, he set him for us, gave us water. And the man started to counsel us about our courtship. You understand? You just assume that they are engaged. And he spoke and spoke and spoke and spoke about courtship, how you should handle it. And then the lady look at me, I look at her. Because I really pity, but me, I'm very bold. When the man finished, I had to correct it on time. I don't have said the man that, sir, I only follow that woman to you. In fact, it can never happen. In that, by that time, I already have an idea. I've already started seeing visions of the Lord. Lord Jesus. So I knew that my path is not that way. Amen. Me, I can't hear anybody because you are Kamari Ibo, 5 years older. Priority might the woman who is 7 years older than him. You know priority. Okay, that's like the way. For people that they have issues with age. Except I'm in Christ Jesus, you're not older than me. I'm not older than you. You may get angry, but that's the truth. Glory to Jesus. You're only older. Say to you, you're only older. Because they came to the earth before me. Glory to Jesus. Some people don't like that. They're really angry with me. Amen. Some people get married. Let's just leave that. No weapons in Jesus' name. Imagination. Please, I beg you. When anything goes on in your heart, validate it. Right, it's true. Test chemistry. Test where this thing is coming from. Hello? Now, at times, you enter this thing and feel like everyone is looking at you. It's not true. Are we together? Can you imagine a time that you are preaching like this? As soon as you speak to that, sir, you are just standing in that meeting. You meet a baby there are 500 people. That you are just trying your best, you are shy. When I was younger, I was very shy. But now I'm not shy again. Are we together? You are trying your best to show me that you are talking, you know, with all boldness. You are not looking at anybody. You are looking at the ceiling. Are we together? And the first thing you are looking at me. May God help us in Jesus' name. God help us in Jesus' name. The brother came to me in UI and said, Modibo, you have a word for me. I don't have a word for you. That is the thing to God. And that God has a word for you for me. I said, it's not a manufactured prophecy. Glory to Jesus. All kinds of things that we conjure that is not God. Check your imagination. And so your relationship, you saw your future and many things. Most times, most of the conflict that we have that result in not doing of us body going their own way is because our imagination created things. We don't even find, we didn't find out. We didn't consider very well. We just thought it's like that. And we acted on that belief system as a truth. And at times, it looks true. In that, after you felt it's like that, the mother said something that validates the lies in your heart. And you felt, I said this now. Glory to Jesus. I'm a terror. And then, young Pepe, come on, come on. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. All right. James 1. I want to end up this session with this. Let's just go by and look at the transformed mind. I bet tomorrow we will leave all this issue of love, sin, and death in that realm of what of flesh. We want to come into the new man who is walking by the logic of life. What do we expect? That's what we do on Sunday. So you get the tape. So you have to go to your church and go to your fellowship. In Jesus' name. You get the tape. James 1. 5. Let me start reading from. Let me just read about it alone. Because of time. I'll stay on this a bit. Verse 8. A double-minded man is what? In all his... A double-minded man is what? A nature bewilderment of the carnal man or carnal-mindedness is this. I was going to... Being two-souled... Propping to heavily, propping to earthly. Are you together? Like single bed alone. Bound, bound. Hello? Now this is serious. Write this down. This is speaking about duality. It's one of the major problems of the church. Duality. Write this down. Duality is the internal untamed structure of the soul. What do I call it? Add this to it. It promotes everything that is outside of God's nature. Everything outside Christ's nature. That's what duality promotes. Are we together? Under that, number two. Duality is the quality of being two-souled. It's the quality of being two-souled. So, just put that in my English like that. Go to Jesus. As a result, yeah, two-souled. Literally, the man has two souls. Is a monster. Go to Jesus. As a result, man is neither completely spiritual or natural in this state. Man is not what? Or what? Natural in this state. Do you want to live like that? Do we want to live like that? He said no. And he's born again, no. I'm born again. Sister Tola. Are we together? Sister what? This is a man that Today is living by the principle of God. Tomorrow is living by the preference of his flesh. Are we together? So in one area, he does God's will. Now area, he's doing his own thing. Selective lifestyle. So he goes to Amalekite. Meet Amalek. What does he do? He will kill everybody and then save the best. And tell Samuel, I've done the will of God. I've obeyed God. Hello. There's nobody like that in our midst in Jesus' name. True or true? They're not here. They're not here. They're not here. This state is a state of mixture. Neither cold nor. What did God say? Spit out of my. Do you understand? Isn't that cold or what? No. That's the kind of man. Like I said, is a twilight zone. In that total light, the total what? Darkness. Are we together? Write this down. Number three. Under that. Duality in that participation in the realm of God. How I think that, I've explained that cannot please God. It's the major root of everything you see in the carnal man. Isn't that what? Participation in the name of God. Hello. I don't be a portion, no. I don't be a portion. Duality blocks believers. Blocks believers from expressing their true spiritual genetics and identity. I want to close on this. It does what? Block believers from what? Expressing their what? Spiritual genetics. Satan has a spiritual gene. God Christ. And identity. Duality. In that realm, you don't walk in your DNA. You don't what? How many of us have seen the sick get healed this year? You pray for them, or not that they pray for glory to Jesus. Oh, I'm happy that I feel like that in our midst. How many of you have won a soul? One soul this year? Okay, you have not even win one, but you have spoken to one. Glory to Jesus. Oh no, thank you, Jesus. I'm happy. We are serious people. When man is of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that day, duality sets in. As when we come into God, that's what we are set free from, primarily. In God is what we call singleness of purpose. The writer of Song of Solomon talk about those eyes. Think about singleness. Singleness. And that's what God desires. Singleness of devotion to Him. May Lord help us in Jesus' name. I want to round up with 2 Peter. I'm rounding up. I'm actually rounding up. The message. 2 Peter. I know you believe. You believe now. Next session, we'll look at transform mind. Put off the old man, put on the new man. 2 Peter. Let me start from. This is chapter 1. Let me read from verse 1 to 4. Okay? Are we there? But finally, don't forget, all we're saying is this. The reason why there's a deactivation mode, that means the law is there, but it's what? Deactivation mode. The reason why the love of life in Christ Jesus is in definition with the Son of our lives is because of carnal what? Mindedness. Hallelujah. The reason why you're a believer and you have some addictions that you are struggling with, even if there's a demon in kind of addictions, carnal thought structures give them a chance. Hello? If you can't stop those demons from you right now, and we don't deal with the root of carnal thought structures, your state will be several times worse than the first time. Because the demon, when he leaves, he will go and look for that friend, say, this guy is still empty, and gather more, and they come back big time. Do we get that? So, that's why the contrast in that picture goes between the spiritually minded and the carnal minded. And that it is the man that walks after the spirit and not after the flesh that we can say to, there is therefore no condemnation. Hallelujah. Simon Peter, I'm a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. I write this to you, whose experience with God is as life-changing as ours. Can we say that? Can we say that? Who is writing to? According to the message, a people whose experience with God is as what? Is as life-changing as what? As ours. All due to our God's straight dealing and intervention. God is straight. It's not only of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus, our Master. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been what? Miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God. That's Jesus. The best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Hello. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted and lost. Hello. Save me, Jesus is the door. Say there is a door. So when you open and you enter, what happens? The door closes. Huh? So you can sing, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. You know so? To follow Jesus. No turning back. The world behind me, the cross for me, the world. Do you understand? Full understanding and understanding of escape velocity from the corruption, the decay in the earth, into what? Being partaker. Don't know partaker? Of what? Divine nature. Hallelujah. That is true prosperity. That's the dimension of the riches of glory of God. Not cast. Are we together? Two more scriptures, I believe. First John, I'll just read and leave it as a pause. First John 3, I'll just read. Number 1, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called what? The sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. No, I'm reading KJV. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him bodily. Say bodily. How? Bodily. But with me, right now, there's an appearing of Christ in my spirit, the hope of glory in my soul. So the darkness of our soul is fading. All together. It's receding. life is taking up space, occupying this place. Are we together? And every man that has this oath in him, purify himself, even as he is pure, whosoever committed sin, transgressed what? Also the law. For sin is transgression of the law. Or better put, sin is lawlessness. Hallelujah. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Jesus' body has no sin. I know that I was going to get to that. There was no contamination of sin in Jesus' body. We did that about 2 years ago. Louis taught us that when he came. Whoso abideth in him, sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness, he that does what? Is what? Even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of the... Are you sure? Are you sure? Okay. Better version says, he that practices sin is what? You see, I use the word practice. For, that's talking about an habitual practice. Are we together? For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. Like my destroy what? That destroy means to make inactive the operations of the devil. Save me, love, sin, and death in my life. And the new birth has been deactivated. And at the new birth, the law of life, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has been activated. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. The word actually means does not practice sin habitually. Are we together? For he still remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, when we think like this about you, I'll be thinking, what's John trying to say? Let me give a 10, and I'll go back to another place. In this, the children of God are manifest, and children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Neither he that loveth nor his brother. Go back to 1 John 1. 1 John 1, no. And you see, let me just read. Let me just read from verse 5. Let me just read. This then is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is what? No darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And if we walk in light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and this is not in us. From Romans chapter 3, I'm trying to say what John says here. Have it together. Do you understand? Is it not the same John? Same chapter? Same letter? What did he say before? Does not sin. And guess what he says here? Are we together? Does that bother you? We want to know that. Hello? Ah. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And truth is not lost. It has been of God to suffer. Lord, what is the entire thing? I love Jesus. If we confess our sins, why are we confessing it? He says to our what? Just to forgive us our sins. And cleanse us from what? If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. Chapter 2. My little children, these things are right unto you that ye sin not. What the Bible is writing? From is writing so you won't be living. Because people that tell you that it is your body, not your spirit, that is doing it, or that tell us that, They used 1 John 3 to stamp. It doesn't matter how you live, once you are saved, you are saved. It's not true. And if any man sin, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Is the propitiation for our sins, and not for us only, but also for the sins of your world. Now, if you put all these things together, probably what John is saying is this. A true child of God does not live in habitual sin. Hello? You what? Habitual sin means to practice as a lifestyle. That's not a lifestyle. Hallelujah. But he says, in case accidentally. Hello? A true child of God will not say, Mary, we are too small. Let's go at the intercourse and we'll go up, we'll confess and God will forgive us. Hello? It means that his pushes are accidental. His pushes was planned. Are we together this out? It's what? A teacher of God will not sit down and ask how to see or defraud his brother. Are we together? So, if he tells you, let's put money together into this business, or this is working, and put your money into it, and the money is lost in the process. He didn't plan for you to steal your money. If he tells that the money is lost in the business, he bends it. Often I will say, let's put money into this, that they are already planning. By the time I get 3 million from him, I'll give him 200,000 and disconnect, and tell him that the business is not working again. Hello? There are two different rents. Are we together? So most times, the problem is that people read this picture and start to quote things that they call it and security and say it forever for me. It's not true. It's not true. So God will help us in Jesus' name. So John would have that he that doeth righteousness, separating to us judicial righteousness from experiential righteousness. What judicial righteousness? That's our position in Christ. That's our state. Are we together? But that must reflect in the lifestyle of what? Holiness. Hallelujah. Are we together? It is my prayer that in our generation, we'll see a people that truly will say, scripture is fulfilled in my life. Now, you can be able to sit down and really know that your heart, there's no ulterior motive. Are we together? That this we do, they are not corrupt. Such that if there's something that goes wrong, it's not because you pre-plan and premeditate evil. Hello? But nowadays, people, you're a believer. You're a believer. A child of God. And already, you are praying around to the sister. Exploiting their emotions. And Safuke has thought, it's going to be me. And Safuke has thought, that I want to get married. And she married an official. And you are deliberate about your exploitation of their emotions. It's evil. Hello? You still like me? Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. Yes. Hallelujah. Do we really see some of these things? And that's where the devil has really cheated the church. So I pray that from that place of some man's family that really, John told us there's a room. As a child of God, it's possible for you to trip. But because the Lord is going to order the step of the righteous man, even though he falls several times, what happens? Because the guy did not just trip intentionally. Are we together? Say to me, Peter tripped. And Judas tripped. Peter was not intentional. But Judas was intentional. Judas planned it, cutted the money. That's why he went, but he never really repented. But Peter, Jesus said, Brother Peter. Jesus said, God is going to come, all of you, they're going to cheat me. Peter said, Wallahi Talai, sky, heaven and earth shall pass away, but me, I will not desert you. Ah, Jesus said, you. Peter, see, the devil has an eye for you. The devil has an agenda for you. This guy, he has planned for you, but interceded for you. When you are converted, when you recover, say to your brethren, ah, let me be, lie, lie. You guys will say, lie, lie. You know? And then, when that small girl spoke to Peter, say, small girl, ah, I want to die for you. I don't know him. You know, the first part is that, do you know that Peter could not, Peter don't know that he was going to do what he did. Peter caught, you know me of course. You know me of course. Eh? You know, to cause. He caught that he doesn't know Jesus. He went and was cursing, and then he died and Jesus died. Did what? Jan and met and. Did you understand? At that point is when he realized that, wow, so there is this capacity inside of me. Hello. So much time, the tripping of the side of God is that God reveals the darkness in you to drive for that darkness. Are we together? To bring the increase of Christ to you. It was a realization. Ah! Peter was like, I'm capable of this. Do you understand? Ah! The guy went outside and went. And went. He also had the call crow. 3 times, saying, Peter, I told you. 1. Peter, I told you. 2. Are we together? It's not the same thing as Judas. So that's what Jesus was talking about. Come on, sit and pray. So we just want to transform mind next session, and tomorrow we touch the dimension of this with walking in the path of Egypt to come in our days. Let's say the song, God is doing something new in our days. It won't stop until I look like Him. And then we have a break. Please use a proper mic, please. Maybe you move that. Move there. Let's just say that song. Now listen to me. Prayers in diverse ways. The time that we sing, we press into God. Are we together? You sing the song, you pray the words of the song. Songs is not meant for us to dance to that. It's not in church, you don't dance to that. Are we together?
God is doing something new in our days.
Amen.
God is working silently in this time.
Yeah.
God is changing. God is renewing. God is receiving. God is working. God is changing. God is building. God is reconstructing everything. Every star until I look just like Him. And it won't stop. And it won't stop until I look just like Him. God is in our time. God is renewing the sky of the land in our day. And it won't stop saying it won't stop until I look. not feel it. I may not show it. I may not know it. I may not describe it. Words may fail me to tell what it is. It keeps on pouring. It keeps on building. Reconstructing. Realigning. Reconfiguring. When is over? When is over? When is over? When is over?
And the combination of our souls will receive increased measure of your nature. Like the head will become accurate, representing everywhere we have. But our lives will speak as thought of the head. Our lives will speak as light of the world. Our lives will declare that we are sitting, set upon things that cannot be hidden. Lord, we trust thee. Now you won't stop. The next life you won't stop, oh God, until we look like you. You won't stop, Almighty God. All we are saying is that not our will, but your will be done in our hearts. Not our will, but your will be done in our hearts. Not our will, but that your will be done in our hearts. Lord, we trust thee that every struggle of life in us will fade away. We cast out every imagination, certain alignment with you. Every argument, every idea, arrogant, extorting certificates of knowledge, we cast them down in our lives, oh God. And we not do. That you've been exhausted in every fiber of our being. We trust the Almighty God to help us. Father, we love you. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. God bless you. Let us have faith.